Zero immediate reaction episode on a Monday morning. It's Brandon Davis joined by Jenna Anderson.
Hey, everybody. I haven't even had my morning coffee yet, but we have a lot to talk about. Let's go.
I'm having mine right now. It's Magic Kingdom mug time.
Very nice.
This is a Disney-fied Deadpool in the most F-worded way. Deadpool and Wolverine dropped a new trailer. We have watched it. We have it. We can scrub through it as we watch it, talk about some Easter eggs and stuff that's in there. I watched it on my TV here. I'm looking at Liefeld's Just Feet store right now on my screen. Okay, first of all, Jenna, what'd you think of the trailer?
I thought it was great. I tweeted this when they put out the teaser the day before, but I think that this is the exact right way to go about marketing this movie. I do not want to know anything more beyond what they are currently showing us. I think that there is such a way to just market it between the two leads and just have fun with that and not spoil cameos, spoil set pieces, like just have fun with that. And I think that this trailer proves that they're doing that.
I agree. There's enough Easter eggs in here, like the Doctor Strange portal at the end, where we know there's going to be cameos. We know there's going to be this and that. We don't need to see them in the trailer. And we got Cassandra Nova in this trailer, who I'm going to ask you to give everybody a little history lesson on, of course. But it also, the thing I think that this is doing more than anything is showing us the tone of the movie, which yeah. I think absolutely, we're still phase zero. I know. We're absolutely effing rocks. And I think I'm picking up what the story is as well. Oh, you got Aaron Perrine in here too from Disneyland.
What's going on?
Aaron, what'd you think of the trailer?
You look at hallway. Oddly appropriate. What's going on, guys?
What'd you think of the trailer?
Oh, man. A lot of stuff we weren't expecting in here. I'm so confused by the portals, by a giant Scott Lang head. I'm like, what? Like, it, you know, for people who may or may not have seen the trailer footage.
Where was the giant Scott Lang head?
Like, Cassandra's kind of walking out of it. It looks like it's like the giant man from Civil War. Yeah.
Hold on, wait a second. Let me go back. I just saw that on the screen a second ago. Oh, I don't have the privileges to move the video.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Wow. Right. There we go.
Richard, if you're able to like give me the edit privileges, I don't know, I might have to log in or something. But yeah, no, okay, so that's one thing already that I just noticed while we're talking about this. My theory on what this movie seems to be about, maybe, is the multiverse is sort of getting cleansed, and maybe somehow like Disney is the villain because they're destroying the Fox verses, and that's why Deadpool was trying to grab Wolverine to try to save his universe. Like, he's talking about all these universes are dying and everything he loves, you know, all this stuff is at stake. Maybe he's like acknowledging that the Fox universes are getting purged, and he's like, we need to save my universe, because in his universe he's got Vanessa, he's got all his friends at his birthday party. That seems to be the whole point of that, to show. And he holds up that little Polaroid, so it seems like maybe he's recruiting Wolverine and possibly other X-Men characters to try to save his universe. We thought this was Deadpool kills the Fox universe. Maybe he's recruiting them to try to save his own universe, or maybe he's killing them. Who knows?
Aaron, I agree.
Oh, sorry.
Aaron, go ahead.
I saw Aaron pointing. I was like, it looks like Aaron has thoughts.
But sitting there like, because we all think it's going to be he kills it, but it seems like our friend Wolverine's pretty broken up about whatever's happened to his universe. His weird interstellar pods in that field with him on his knees. I don't know what's going on with that, Jenna.
I have no idea. There is some sort of comic parallel that can be drawn, but I am not awake enough to be able to draw it at this present moment. I am just glad because having just rewatched Logan yesterday for our rewatch episode, I like was so worried of how they were going to do this and not have it counteract or diminish what happened in Logan. And it seems like now they are just going with a completely different Wolverine. And if they are, then that is a great decision, because I think that like it further shows the multiverse. It still can characterize Logan the way that we've seen him in the other movies, but like we don't have to counteract the movie Logan at the same time.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I think Logan sticks. This is not taking him out of that timeline. I think this is a variant Logan, and this trailer establishes that. And if it isn't establishing that, it's a blatant misdirect. This trailer wants us to understand this is a different version of Wolverine. That's how I took it. I mean, the costume alone is not. Look, Copperheads on the back there. That's a Marvel villain. Mm-hmm. That walking here. It says Copperheads. And then that's in front of Liefeld's Just Feet store. I assume it's some sort of socks and shoe store. great joke about Rob Liefeld and his inability to draw feet, the reputation that he has, for better or worse. Creator of Deadpool right there in the back. I know he's excited about that. I'll bet you if I pull up Rob Liefeld's Twitter about this, which I'm going to do right now, there's probably no less than 5 tweets about this trailer so far.
Oh, definitely. I love that joke. Because they also kind of joked about it in Deadpool 2, but I think this is much more effective. Of like, if you know the joke that it's making, it delivers and it's very funny.
I was on it. 6 tweets. okay, here's what he said about the cameo of his name. I've been telling everyone how great this movie looks, and it's the best action since Winter Soldier, the car fight, the forest fight, the star fight. I don't know which fight he's talking about. It's a bunch of stars. It looks like an expletive, but it's a bunch of stars. But
redacted.
It'll be up there with the best comic book film of all time. Well, he just happened to use the image with his name on it from the trailer when he said all that. I have to say, Rob is the ultimate hype man. I wish I could move through life with the energy that Rob Liefeld has when he walks into a room. That dude has like... He's just like, I'm so excited to be here. I'm at San Diego Comic-Con. This is great. We're at the comicbook.com studio. And he's like very nice. I wish I had that excitement level for anything anymore. Rob Liefeld seems like he's just thrilled to be alive. And I compliment that, Rob. If you're watching, shout out to you, buddy. You stole Jim from us, so get lost. Okay, so what else we got here? Cassandra Nova.
Yes.
This is one of those things way back when on a podcast episode, I had some information that Emma Corrin was playing Cassandra Nova in this movie. I made a couple phone calls. I did this. I did that. Everybody was like, what is he talking about? And I never said what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about. Now we see Cassandra Nova in this trailer. Jenna, take him to school, professor.
Yeah, so Cassandra Nova was created during the Grant Morrison run of X-Men. She is Charles Xavier's twin sister, basically. And they both are born as twins to an extent. There's a very hilarious sequence that I desperately need this movie to adapt, it where they are two babies kind of punching each other and fighting each other in the womb. And so it is believed that Cassandra wasn't actually born, but she really kind of escaped and created a body for herself and just kind of secretly went on for decades being mad at her brother. And so we've kind of talked about her a little bit on the show already of like, was she going to show up in X-Men 97? What was the deal going to be with that? But we definitely know that now that she's going to be in this movie, and she looks great. Like, and her using her powers to kind of make Logan do stuff looked really cool. So I am very, very hyped.
Do we think Cassandra Nova is like a major villain of the film, or is that just gonna be like a universe? I kind of feel like Cassandra Nova is gonna be like an overlord in this area of just leftovers. Like an overlord of whatever void that is where the 20th Century Fox logo went to die. That's kind of what I'm catching. Like in that Ant-Man head where there's a bunch of dead, pruned characters. Like maybe that's the Ant-Man that Kang killed or something in a different universe. Or maybe, I don't know. Actually, he seemed to have met Ant-Man for the first time. That theory is already invalid. But here we have our freeze frame of Cassandra Nova just having tea in what I think is this sort of land of the leftovers from the voids. That the alternate TVA might send people to or claim is there. But also, I thought I saw Eliath in this trailer. There was a big old cloud of smoke and like some purple lightning bolts coming out of something in there. But maybe that right there.
Yeah.
And look at that dead Ant-Man head. What is going on there? This is crazy. Okay. Is that Eliath?
It looks like it. It's purple.
Monster. We're not lost, so there's only... Yeah. That's the only thing.
There's only one smoke monster in the MCU, and it is not the same one John Locke turned into. Okay, I think that might be a lie. It doesn't. I mean, there's like mountains and stuff in the background. It looks like it's got like a kind of like, boom, like a head at the front there. Maybe I'm just overanalyzing it. I don't know. I might be just putting on my detective goggles a little too hard here on the live stream. Shout out to Pete for doing a great job finding us these freeze frames. Hold on, wait, play it and press pause one more time on that Ant-Man head.
Enhance.
Boom. Oh, look at, okay. So,
because it looks like a body. It looks like it's like his shoulders. Even.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I think that Cassandra Nova is walking out of that mouth earlier in the trailer. She's clearly living in Ant-Man, Giant Man's corpse. Yeah. That is crazy. That might not even be Scott Lang because we've seen What If.
Yeah.
And we know that Hank Pym has been Giant Man. Bill Foster has been Giant Man. So it could be anybody. That's not the Bill Foster color scheme. That's very much the Ant-Man helmet. But like the Scott Lang helmet. But this is crazy. This also looks like the world where we saw Pyro too.
Yeah. Because people have already spotted Azazel and Lady Deathstrike are in the shot that we have paused right now. Like you can very clearly see them.
I see Azazel.
And then with the kind of claws coming out of her hand.
Oh yeah, right there.
Deathstrike. Yeah. So.
Wow. Oh damn, that's first class right there. Pete thinks he sees Toad. Producer Pete in the private chat says Toad. Where? Which one? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Toad is to the left. Oh, that could be Toad right there, right next to Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Because they also kind of updated Toad's look in this one and made him look a little toadier. It looked like, but that was also, they did that in the later movie. All right. So the Ant-Man head is very interesting. I didn't notice that until we were just in here. All right. So let's just let the trailer roll. See if we notice anything one more time. Everybody who's watching, great opportunity to subscribe to the channel. Phase Zero. We do these immediate reactions for every big trailer, pretty much every trailer, every Marvel trailer is a big trailer. If you're on Phase Zero, and we do live shows every Wednesday. Ryan Reynolds, if you're here, thanks for joining. Can't wait to see your movie, buddy. Hugh Jackman got jacked. So they're jumping out. Peter said this, and now I notice it right there. They're jumping out of Ant-Man's eye into the Doctor Strange portal. Do we think that's actually going to be a Doctor Strange portal in the movie, or is that a mislead for the trailer? Because that could be one of those like Hulk and Wakanda situations.
I didn't even think about that. Even like Layla was in the chat saying, what if the portal is America Chavez? Because that's not out of the realm of possibility either. Like anything could be possible. But I want it to be a Doctor Strange portal, but it would be interesting if it's not.
Oh, wow. Somebody said the car could be from, what's it called? From Howard Stark in First Avenger.
Oh.
What if they got on the set of Josh Trank's Fantastic Four and got the Fantastic car that he never even got to put in the movie? What a deep cut Marvel joke Ryan Reynolds would be making if they did that.
Wild.
That's a deep cut. You heard this story before, literally right now. Like,
I'm glad that we got Dogpool. I do just need to say that because I was waiting for them in the Super Bowl trailer to tease Dogpool because I feel like the general public is definitely going to love Dogpool.
Where do we think this is right here with these little pillars? Where Wolverine lays down, drops to his knees, and it's implied that that is his world gone to trash.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, and also, we've never seen pillars like that, think, in anything else.
Lost reference, possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe the Speed Monster can't cross those pillars. Casually Cosplaying said that car looks like it could be Red Skull's car. It does kind of look like that from Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be that. Could be tombs for other mutants. Casually Cosplaying with the clutch suggestions in the live chat. This is why we do it live, everybody, because we have geniuses in the comment section with great ideas that even if they're not true, they make Ryan Reynolds go, damn, I wish we did it. Man. Copperheads again. Okay. Well, I think I've said everything I need to. I think this is a phenomenal trailer. Again, going back to what we said in the beginning, not a ton of spoilery stuff here. It lets you kind of fill in some blanks with your imagination. And I think I am very excited for this movie, this trailer only, helped build that excitement in minimal ways because I was already so excited. How you guys feeling? Jenna, how you feeling?
I agree. I hope that this is like sustained for the rest of the marketing campaign. Like we're 3 months out roughly at this point from now and when the movie comes out. I hope that this keeps being the track record and we don't do the thing we did with Multiverse of Madness of like, here's an extremely spoilery TV spot the week of the release, because like that would be kind of disappointing. But I think this is the right vibe. It's showing so much. I was not expecting so much like Mad Max kind of energy, so I'm glad that we have that. But just keep it going with this and we'll be great.
Wolverine saying the F word a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Aaron, how are you feeling after this trailer now?
Yo, that what a weird thing to wake up to. BD was trying to rally the troops this morning, y'all, and it is 6:32 a.m., but I am wide awake now. From the second we got, you know, the weird stuff with the void, because I was like, wait, what? Yeah, let's get in here to see what's going on. If you're not hyped for this movie, I don't know what's going to do it for you. I don't have any idea. I am the least fan of serious content on this panel, and I am massively, massively intrigued to see what we're going to have in July. So, like Jenna said, all we can hope is there's no Multiverse of Madness situation where, you know, gratuitous cameo gets revealed in the TV spots a week before the movie comes out. But, man, good job. Good job, everybody involved. Well done. Bring on Dazzler.
Bring on that. What? the last word of Taylor Swift's new album was what?
Dazzling. I wrote 1,000 words about it if you want to read about it on the comicbook.com website.
Now, hold on just a second. Is her next era the Marvel era? Could it be? In regards to the next trailer possibly, you know, doing a gratuitous cameo or something, I think this movie is tracking really well. Mm-hmm. Better than Doctor Strange was, or the Marvels was, or those movies that we've seen in the last couple of years that decided to spoil cameos. If you look at the one movie that really tried not to spoil cameos, it was Spider-Man No Way Home, which is the last hugely successful movie you'd point at in the past few years. So I think this is not going to put up No Way Home numbers, in my opinion. I think this is going to be a very big and successful movie. But I don't think, I feel like that sort of break glass in case of emergency marketing is like when they're like, oh, hold on, this isn't the easy Marvel hit we have had from 2008 to 2019 right now. Throw some Avengers in there, throw some cameos in the trailer, like we saw in some of those marketing campaign shifts late in the game for a lot of the 2022, 2023 movies. I don't think this movie needs that. That said, it's still a corporate product, and they might be like, we could make a few more dollars if we throw a cameo in there. But I think there's so many cameos in this movie that even if they just throw one out there to drum up a bunch of headlines at the last minute, it'd be just, like, I posted on Facebook last night. I Twitter sucks now, so I'm more active on Facebook. And I posted about being excited for this trailer. And somebody commented, the post has reached like 1 million people now.
Wow.
And somebody in the comments was like, I didn't even know they were making another Wolverine with Hugh Jackman. I was like, y'all still exist.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that cameo does piss off us hardcore fans, but it reaches that, you know, those people who are still unaware of this movie somehow. They exist. We, you know, nerds. How do you not know? All right, everybody. Excellent trailer. Thanks to Ryan Reynolds, Sean Levy, Hugh Jackman for what seems like an awesome movie and giving it to us. Who needs coffee? This is your coffee. We do this every time there's a big Marvel trailer. We are pushing back, by the way, our Road to Deadpool and Wolverine movie review of the week. Logan is now pushed to next week. It was Logan, right? That was today's movie.
Yeah.
We're pushing Logan back to next week. I won't be there, unfortunately. I'll be at Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes doing the junket for that. But the movie review is in good hands. Maybe I'll pop in if I have time, if I'm not on a flight. But also Wednesday, we have our Wednesday show talking all about Marvel Cinematic Universe news and updates from movies, TV, all that stuff. If it's in the interwebs, it's on our show. So it's all in one place. So subscribe to our channel, youtube.com/C/phase0. Listen to our show on every major podcast platform. Jenna, any last words for today's immediate reaction episode?
It's at, hey, it's Jenna Lynn on social media. As always, go read some comics. And like I said, go read Grant Morrison's X-Men run, because you will learn a lot about Cassandra Nova, and it is just great X-Men storytelling on top of it.
Aaron Perrine.
It's at Summit Lake Hornet, coming to you live from the TVA. Go watch me and Jenna interview Lock of Cox. Go watch Jenna talk to X-Men 97 directors. Go watch me talk to freaking Jake Castorina about how they murdered our boy. just we have so much stuff coming for you. BD has been grinding really hard for you. There's so much fun stuff coming this summer. So what, stay locked.
We are cooking up some X-Men 97 stuff. If you smell what Phase Zero is cooking.
That's final blow.